There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Now, we're broadcasting live from sunny Southern California. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. And, of course, you can download the podcast version if you miss anything on your iHeartRadio app, on iTunes, wherever you download podcasts. Just type in Doug Gottlieb Show. And if you like something, share it with a friend. I got some more Mike Tomlin for you. Rick Bucher is going to join us. By the way, has anyone else noticed that there is an added energy level, to NBA games? Like, I was watching last night the Knicks game where they beat the Sixers at home, and the Garden continues to be on fire. But then I was watching the Spurs and the Lakers. Anybody else watch that? And it was like a playoff game. I don't know if it's a year where you didn't have the chance to go to games or it's just like this is the new us. But forever, NBA games have been so boring. Not just because of the play, but honestly because of the atmosphere, and that seems to have changed. Has anybody else noticed that? All right, TJ Hushmanzada will join us later on the show. He's awesome. We got some more on Deshaun Watson. Wait to hear what the commissioner said about him. Daniel Jeremiah will join us, and the Jets claim the Pats ran up the score on them, and they're not so happy about it. Let me get to yesterday. So the owners' meetings are taking place, and the league meetings are taking place, and Roger Goodell spoke, and he said a lot of interesting things. Okay, so Dan Snyder's Washington football team. Now, for a long time, Dan Snyder was just a bad guy, right? Remember, he was the first, I believe, only owner to charge fans to come see his team's open workouts early in the fall. Right. Remember when they had training camp, and this goes back probably 15 years ago, Dan Snyder, when he took ownership of the Washington football team, maybe it's 20 years ago, he made waves because he wanted to charge fans. And people revolted that, like, that's not how we roll. He's not seen as a warm and fuzzy. He is seen as a guy who isn't well-liked in many circles, but he's been crazy successful. Now he wants a new football stadium. People wanted him to change the name. He was defiant on that. Then they did change the name. And then, of course, there was this bombshell that was dropped about a year ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago, that he had a toxic culture in his offices with sexual harassment and some allegations of sexual assault. And the Washington football team, remember, was fined $10 million for their highly unprofessional environment. And Dan Snyder stepped down from running the day-to-day operations. And you know he put in his place? In place? His wife.
Hey, guys, I don't have...
Okay. Roger Goodell said this, that is making waves across the Twitter sphere and the news sphere and the sports world. This is what he said about Dan Snyder being held accountable.
I do think he's been held accountable for. I think the organization has been held accountable for, and I think we did an unprecedented fine. Dan Snyder has not been involved with the organization for now almost 4 months. And we obviously are focused more on making sure the policies that they had, some of many which they put into place prior to this investigation, but also coming out of it, were put into place and that they will be maintained and that we can ensure that that will happen in this organization.
Here's Goodell on why the report will not be made public.
As you know, there was a summary of the findings. We had an independent counsel look at that. They worked on it almost a year. I think interviewed over roughly 150 people, and I think close to 6 million documents that they worked through. But one of the important things by getting a professional that has worked in this space was making sure that you had people who were willing to come forward, most of which wanted to do so with security and privacy and anonymity, and it would be difficult for us to do that. And that not only affects the investigation that you're going through, but it affects future investigations and the credibility of that. So when you make a promise to protect anonymity, you need to stand by that. We're very conscious of making sure that we're protecting those that came forward. They were incredibly brave, incredibly open, and we respect the pain that they probably went through all over again. To come forward. That was a very high priority for us.
That was Roger Goodell. And I not only buy into what he's saying, I agree with him. Right? It was bad enough that the Gruden stuff was leaked. Let's just be honest. What goes counter to what he's saying is the Gruden stuff was leaked. Now, the Gruden stuff may have been in the final report, and that's, you know, and it was taken out because they found it. I actually think that the thoroughness of the investigation is proven by the Gruden stuff. But this is the point with all of these movements. It's like, look, finding the bad guy is important. Changing the culture is important. Holding people accountable is important. But there is, at least at some point, a limit. And what they're saying is, like, look, we are levying the greatest fine we've ever thrown down on a football franchise. There are no ties of knowledge between Dan Snyder and what was going on in the front office. And because they couldn't find any, he gets to keep the team and there's no additional punishment. But this is what, like, all of these movements are. They're really good in their spirit. Like, the Me Too movement is a incredibly important movement. Right? Incredibly important. In all honesty, like, I don't, the organization and some of the things they want, like Black Lives Matter, I don't agree with the branded movement, right? I don't believe that what BLM wants and what their website desired and whatever. But the idea of the treatment of minorities, frankly, the treatment of everybody at the hands of police officers, but that Black people are made to fear police officers in routine traffic stops because of years of unfair treatment. Like, that is an important thing in our society. But again, there's a limit there. It doesn't mean all police are bad. It doesn't mean that you defund the police. Right? The Me Too movement is an important movement, but there does come a limit to where you just can't chase everything and every story and, okay, everybody has to lose their job and lose their ownership because they were ever associated with it. Like, if he wasn't harassing anybody, if he wasn't sending out emails with these pictures of the cheerleaders, and he there's no smoking gun that shows that he had any knowledge of it taking place, what more can you possibly do? You find him $10 million. Remember, you find him $10 million, and then you had the pandemic when everybody lost a ton of money. So I know he's rich beyond belief. I know that based upon his overall value and the value of the franchise, it is a drop in the proverbial bucket. I understand all of that. Okay? I understand all of that. But I also understand that there's got to be a limit at some point. This was the Mike Vick thing, right? What Mike Vick did was terrible. Terrible. And truthfully, he went to jail not just because of what they did to dogs, but because he continually lied about it. But he paid his debt to society. That's it. That's it. They sullied his name. That's it. He'll forever walk around with that scarlet letter to some people, even if he's rehabilitated. And I know Mike Vick. I know people that know Mike Vick. He obviously has worked with us here at Fox Sports and Fox Sports Radio. And I like him a lot. I think he's a hell of a dude. And he's seen the bottom. I mean, he's been to actual prison, right? There's a point where you go like, it's enough. It's enough. Everyone involved, directly and slightly indirectly, has lost their job. And the owner has had to pay out a $10 million fine and completely reorganize his front office. How many more pounds of flesh are there? So what happens is Roger Goodell goes up there and says, like, look, here's why we had an independent counsel. Hey, they went through 6 million documents. They released the findings, okay? But we're not going to release everything else. You're not entitled to that. We're a private enterprise. None of this affects you. There's other things in those emails that you don't need to see and we don't want to have disclosed. Not just names, but stuff that's not, shouldn't be public information. So I'm sitting here today defending Roger Goodell because he did everything that was asked. In truth, okay, in truth, if you go back and look at the Ray Rice thing, we have no feeling for context. When they suspended Ray Rice for domestic battery, for something that never went to trial, because there was a pretrial diversionary hearing, that was actually the longest suspension for domestic abuse in the history of the NFL. It was not enough. At the time, Goodell was like, look, we never suspended a guy 2 games for something that didn't even go to trial, pretrial divisionary hearing, first offense. Should they have seen the tape? Yes. Would the tape have changed things? Yes. But I just think sometimes we're not realistic about what is possible when you're in charge. There's also precedent. If you take the team from Dan Snyder, well, what other teams? I mean, now do you, Cal McNair thing, do you take the team from him? You found something with the Raiders. By the way, the Raiders front office, they fired 3 people before the season. A couple were alleged to be skimming off the top. Hey, do you take the team from Mark Davis because of it? He didn't know. That's probably why he fired those people. This is the realities of how much is under your purview and how much is not. So while Twitter wants more, and the Me Too movement doesn't want to stop, get rid of everybody. Me in the radical center says, look, it was bad old boys club. It was gross. All those dudes lost their job. Good. Now do it the right way. Change, demand change in how people are treated. Find the organization as big a fine as you possibly can. $10 million is a lot of money. and see how they react and see how they evolve. And if there's you can't get rid of an owner who there are no connecting emails or texts or anything, like there's no smoking gun. You can't, because you assume that he had to on some level know. It's not the way it works. You also can't disclose everything when you truly investigate a football team, because there are other things that people don't want out there. Right? This, I'll give you a parallel, and then we're going to get to the Mike Tomlin, Carson Palmer discussion. Here's the parallel. Okay. Going into the Olympics this year, you had many people, especially people who are, you would classify as woke, complaining because athletes weren't allowed to protest during their medal ceremony. The problem with that is not most of the American protests. Okay? It's really not. Protesting police brutality, equal treatment of all human beings. Like, no. The problem is that we only look at it through our own lens. Well, why don't we protest China? Right? Enes Kanter is protesting China. Well, you know, there's a lot of people who don't like the American way. And what happens when one of those countries wins a gold medal? Why can't they say death to America? Right? It's their form of protest. And oh yeah, by the way, if we're not even considering America or death to America, there are countries that don't like people of other races, people of other cultures. Like we think everybody should and will think like us, damn it. And we should all be free to speak our own minds, but only the own minds which are completely open-minded. Like, yeah, that's not really close to how it works. Not every culture embraces the LGBTQ plus community. They don't. Not every culture embraces interracial relationship. Not every culture accepts Jewish people, Christian people, Muslim people. They don't. Okay? So sometimes you have to draw a line because there's that law of unintended consequences. And if the intended consequence is to change the Washington football team and change their culture and make the owner feel the pain, he had to change the football name. He had to get rid of his entire front office. He also, by the way, fired his coach. He had to step down and put his wife in charge. Like, and they paid $10 million. I don't know how many pounds of flesh you need, but that's a lot of pounds of flesh.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. That she never will. Okay, so I think there's something really interesting about this story. And I kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday. And I want to dig a little bit deeper because everybody's playing the Mike Tomlin sound, which I'm going to play the Mike Tomlin sound because it's tremendous, tremendous sound. You know? It's tremendous sound. But I want to get into, for a really short period of time, the genius to what Carson is saying. And the problem with it is they just miscalculated that Mike Tomlin was the guy they're looking for. And oh yeah, by the way, I think Mike Tomlin misevaluated exactly what they're saying. Right? Exactly what USC is saying by putting his name out there. They come to the Breeders' Cup from every corner of the globe, the best thoroughbreds from around the world with one goal in mind, the title of world champion. Visit BreedersCup.com/2020 for more information. Catch all the live action on November 5th and 6th. Okay, so this is Mike Tomlin yesterday when he was asked about the USC rumor.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
In fairness to those two, they weren't mentioned by Carson Palmer. Now, Carson, of course, is a USC alum. Carson was on the Dan Patrick Show. But I want you to listen to why Mike Tomlin would be the type of guy that might, in their mind, again, this is before Tomlin's response, but this is why Tomlin might be the kind of guy who would think of going from the pros to college.
You've got Penn State, you've got Iowa State, you've got Cincinnati, you've got a wild card like Mike Tomlin. That if Mike Tomlin wants out,
has Mike USC, Tomlin hypothetically been discussed?
I'm sure he has. I think anybody is a potential candidate right now, and that's what's so great about the job is it can lure an NFL guy in that's tired of their current situation and worried about. Is Ben Roethlisberger gone? Is he done? Who are we going to draft? Does Mike Tomlin have to start over with a first-round young rookie quarterback? Everybody's on the table, being that that job is so big and so coveted.
Okay. So I think, look, what I heard, and look, if I'm Mike Tomlin, it's a lot like if somebody asks me if I'm on steroids. Right? Like if I was a baseball player or a football player and I'm not on steroids and somebody says, are you on steroids? This actually happened to me when I was in college. It actually happened to me when I was in college where somebody said, like, are you on steroids? Like, no. But I took it as actually a compliment. My physique must have been something that made somebody think I was on steroids. Or maybe they look below the waist. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, if you're Mike Tomlin and USC would move mountains to get you, that's actually a compliment. Hey, man, it's a really big compliment, but I'm already married to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is the best job in sports. The most secure job in the NFL, one of the best jobs in the NFL, and not without its challenges, but it's, you know, the best job in sports. I'm flattered. It's a flattering thing to say. Okay? A flattering thing to say. But look, I think what Carson is getting at is really, really, really smart. You know, you got to think outside the box. Forget the tradition. Like, all right, do we do Luke Fickell? I love Luke Fickell. Everybody loves Luke Fickell. Does he work in Southern California? Does he want to work in Southern California? Or does he want to ride this Ohio thing out in Cincinnati and see what you can do? Because there's a chance that they become a really good program within the Big 12. And you don't have to move across the country. Maybe he doesn't want to do the LA thing. Right? It's not for everybody. Every job's not for everybody. What if we get a guy who's normally wouldn't be on USC's radar, normally would be seen as a pro guy, but, you know, kind of like what we're seeing from Pete Carroll. Been there a long time. Not sure if he's going to survive. Do you want to restart the shot clock and go to USC? It's a really smart way of looking for a hire that's slightly outside the box. And being critical of it is frankly being blind to how the process does in fact work. Rick Bucher joins us, Fox Sports NBA insider. Buke, is it me or do these games have way more energy than they did in the past?
I would say certainly early on, they have way more energy. I mean, just the speed of the game just continues to blow me away. But I do think there is a surge. It might be just from the fact that we've got fans back in the stands and we're fully acclimating to that and people are excited about it. But I'd say that along with it's wide open. You know, everybody's got a shot. So there's a lot of intrigue when it comes to who's going to end up on top and sorting out what the pecking order is in the league right now. But yeah, I every night there are 3-4 games that I'm fascinated to watch and trying to watch them at the same time.
Yeah, the Garden last San Antonio last night was on fire for that Laker game. Now, part of that is LeBron, but LeBron wasn't there. But part of it is it's still the Lakers, and you got Russell Westbrook, who's an old rival. It did feel like last night without LeBron getting the win and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, you know, getting that thing done, it did feel like to me, that's why Russell makes sense. Right? I'm not sure Russell makes sense in the postseason, but in the regular season, that's a guy who can win you games and keep the ship afloat. Whereas you look at all the LeBron teams in the past, Cleveland, Miami, and LA, when he's out, usually it's a disaster.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. That is why they got him. That's what they were hoping to get. And that, quite frankly, after the first three games, was a major question as to whether they could get it based on how he was playing. But I thought the way that AD stepped up and the way that Russell took good shots, if you look at, I mean, he was 15 of 27, shot over 50% overall. And I counted at least 9 or 10 of them, 2/3 of them, were at or around the rim. And so not having LeBron there allowed him to play that way. It was kind of a reverse where AD was spacing the floor as much as he was trying to get position in the paint. But even AD, you know, having the knee issue and playing through it and playing the 5 minutes in overtime, like it's San Antonio. They're in rebuilding mode. You're beating, and San Antonio missed all 7 of their fourth quarter free throws. I don't know that I've ever seen that. 0-for-7 from the line in the fourth quarter. You could look at the circumstances and you could look at the opponent and say, well, that was still a disappointing performance. I think that was a – I don't want to go must win, but I think how they won and who won it for them was a huge stepping stone for the Lakers, because all the things that they've said that this season is going to be built on, Russ carrying the water when LeBron's not there or off the floor, AD being, you know, imposing his abilities, like we saw all that last night, I would argue for the first time this season, which has to give the Lakers hope that this experiment actually has a chance of working. And Kent Bazemore tweeted it out. He said, that was a big one for morale, and I would agree 1,000%. If they lose that game and they're 1-3, that they'd be in the exact opposite situation. It's funny to look at one game out of 82 and think that it has that much meaning, but I really think this was a meaningful win for the Lakers.
I agree with you. I will point out they got Oklahoma City tonight, then they got Houston. Yep. I mean, they got some dubs coming up on their schedule.
They got Oklahoma City. Then they've got Cleveland. They got a homestand with Cleveland, Houston twice, and then Oklahoma City again. So they got a chance to run off a few wins here and suddenly go from a team that was below the waterline to being 6-7-2 and keeping pace with the Jazz and the Warriors.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What is it about their chemistry that or their morale that would, I mean, I agree with you on all points, but in order for morale to be down, in order for chemistry to be missed, something is missing. And I know they have some injuries. I get it, right? No Ariza, no Talen Horton Tucker, Wayne Ellington. I know he dressed last night, right? So you're missing, that's three rotation guys. But there is something about their chemistry that's not working.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Well, I just think it's different. I think what they tried to do is they tried to recreate what they had 2 years ago when they won in the bubble, which is they brought a bunch of guys together who had something to prove. The difference is that they had a group of role players that had something to prove, that wanted a shot at their first championship. Alex Caruso, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Dwight Howard coming back. Like, you had a bunch of guys that were willing to follow LeBron's lead and say, oh, like, we're going to have a second shot at winning a championship. Sign me up for that. You're getting the same thing here, but you're not getting role players. You're getting guys that all want to prove that they can be a fundamental core part or
foundational piece. Foundational piece. Right. That's the and you tell me if you've heard the same thing. Like, that's the fear with Carmelo. Like, Carmelo in Portland, he was out of the league, he was humbled, he bought into the role, and he's like, whatever, I'm gonna come out and shoot threes and do the best I can on defense. But when he's around LeBron, like he still kind of wants to be Melo.
Yep.
Roll into the post, like, no.
And Russell wants to be Russell.
Yes.
And LeBron still obviously
And I think LeBron's struggling with, too. I think he's smarter than the rest of them in terms of what he does that doesn't expose where he is age-wise, but he's not the same guy. And, you know?
The thing that really impresses me with LeBron James is the mid-range jumper that he's developed. Is automatic. The problem is that's now arguably his best shot, and that doesn't create anything for anybody else. That doesn't create any spacing. That doesn't draw a double team. And so he's knocking that down with regularity, which is impressive, but who gets easy shots for everybody else? And Russell's pressure in transition can do that, but, I mean, it's still not consistent. He's not a consistent playmaker that makes the game easier for everybody else. You still have to play as much at Russ's tempo and fit yourself around Russ as much as Russ is going to set things up for you.
Rick Bucher joining us, Fox Sports NBA Insider. You check him out all across the TV dial on Fox Sports 1. He joins in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Am I crazy? Or,
hey, by the way,
Fox Sports app now, too. Am I crazy,
I have a writing
or is uh, Golden State feels like they're really close. I mean, I don't know what Clay's going to be like when he comes back.
Yeah.
I feel like Golden State's close.
I'm with you. You know, it's funny. I was very skeptical. And I guess to a certain extent, I still am. But I've been really impressed with the level of basketball IQ with which that team is playing, considering how many young guys that they have. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, like, people thinking that Klay Thompson is going to come back and be Klay Thompson. We've never seen a guy come back and play after an ACL and an Achilles. We've seen one or the other, not both. I still think he can come back and he can be, an impactful player. I don't think he's going to be the same player. But in talking to GMs and people around the league over the last couple of days, they've all unilaterally and without asking have said Warriors could be the best team in the league right now. And I look at it and I look at the way they're playing and the joy with which they're playing with and the intelligence with which they're playing with and what they're getting from a variety of places and how mixed of a bag the league is right now. And I say, yeah, you know, why not? I mean, it's only a couple of weeks in, but I will say this. I think they're playing as well as any team in the league right now. And when you think of potentially getting Wiseman back and you get Klay Thompson back, yeah, I did not have them as a title contender this year. But all things, the way things look right now, I may have to revise that thinking.
Where is Philly on trading Ben Simmons?
Nowhere. This is, again, conversations that I'm having. Somebody posited this to me that I think is accurate. Another GM. He said, you know, their best bet right now is to guilt or pressure Ben Simmons into coming back and playing for them again. Because the player that Daryl Morey has set the bar at is not available. The star that comes in and makes them better than Ben Simmons does things that Ben Simmons doesn't, is not available. Damian Lillard is not leaving Portland. Bradley Beal is not leaving Washington. And even if by some miracle, something dramatic happened and one of those two guys said, okay, I want out of here. And even if they said, I want to go to Philadelphia, which I can't see either one of them demanding. But even with all of that, if those guys became available, there would be 29 teams lining up. And I dare say one of them, if not multiple, would be able to give a better package than Ben Simmons. Because if you're going to move Damian Lillard, you don't want Ben Simmons. You want what the Rockets got for James Harden. You're hitting the reset button. You're getting assets. You're getting draft picks. You're getting, and I know Ben Simmons is a young player, but you're getting a young player that's not necessarily on a max contract. Same with Bradley Beal. Like, you wouldn't go and say, okay, you know what? If we put Ben Simmons in for Bradley Beal, we can keep going with what we have. It doesn't make sense. So I just don't see where you can wait till December 15th. You can wait till the trade deadline. I don't know how they get to where Daryl Morey has set the bar, which is to get a player better than Ben Simmons that keeps them on this championship contending road. And so here we are. And I don't see an easy resolution to this other than Ben Simmons finally realizes I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to sit out the entire season. I want to get paid. I don't know how long you can play the mental health card. And I don't say that to diminish mental health. Trust me, I have people in my life. I know how serious that issue is. I'm sorry, but the skeptic in me finds it awfully convenient to present that as the reason that he's not playing, because you can't argue with that. And it allows him to continue to get his paycheck, which is one of the reasons why he ultimately came back. So I don't see an end to this, which puts the Philadelphia 76ers in a quagmire for the foreseeable future.
He's Rick Bucher. Check him out in the Fox Sports app, as well as on across the litany of shows, including Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1. Buke, great stuff, dude. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Doug.
Check out the latest lines from World of Sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Knicks fans chanted, "Where's Ben Simmons?" Or did they? Find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. They come to the Breeders' Cup from every corner of the globe, the best thoroughbreds from around the world, with one goal in mind. The title of world champion, visit breederscup.com/2021 for more information. Catch all the action live on November 5th and 6th. Let's get to a game.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Byer, what's the game today?
Byer. Doug, the game today is...
Real news, fake news.
It's a Wednesday, so real news or fake news, Doug. The New York Giants and Miami Dolphins are reportedly the only two teams Deshaun Watson has waived his no-trade clause for. Is that real news or fake news?
That's real news.
You are fake news.
Just one team, and that one team would be the Miami Dolphins, according to the NFL Network. Reports earlier today saying the Panthers were ducking out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. Well, if he doesn't want to go there, you probably should duck out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. But right now, just one team reportedly that Watson would waive his no-trade clause.
I figure like Deshaun Watson's like on Shark Tank, and for that reason, I'm out.
Yes. Oh, I love on Shark Tank, everybody there only wants to do a deal with Mark Cuban. That is, they do not want to do a deal with anybody else. If Cuban says he's out, then they'll think of Mr. Wonderful or Lori or, everybody wants to do a deal with.
What's the guy who started FUBU?
Damon. Yeah.
Like him.
Damon John, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Robert Herjavec. I think I said it correctly. All right. Real news or fake news, Doug. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa says he feels the team wants him in Miami 100% with, quote, no ifs, ands, or buts.
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
This is what he said.
I don't not feel wanted. That's what I could say. Honestly, I don't base my emotions off of who says anything about me or who's saying what. I mean, all I can do is my job and do it to the best of my capability.
I don't not feel wanted. No. Double negative anybody?
Yes.
So I feel wanted?
Something like that.
I think. That's the problem with double negatives. It's like, why don't you just say I feel wanted?
Real news or fake news, Doug? Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says he's glad he's no longer the all-time wins leader for quarterbacks at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland.
That's fake news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, I guess, now would be the guy to take his spot. But yeah, Ben has 24 wins in his career against the Cleveland Browns. Obviously won a bunch of games in Cleveland, but Baker finally overtook him, but jokingly, as they faced the Browns this weekend, said that he's glad he's no longer atop that list. Real news or fake news, Knicks fans chanted, quote, where's Ben Simmons, end quote, during last night's win over the Sixers at MSG.
Real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Did you hear the chants when you were watching the game? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very good. Very good by the Knicks fans.
I thought Knicks fans are great. I mean, I know that's not the entire league, but I've watched some Charlotte games where the fans are on fire. I watched the San Antonio games where the fans are into it. The Jazz game last night against the Nuggets, the fans were great. But the Knicks fans, there's a youth there. It feels like a quasi-college game as well, and the chants are kind of part of that.
Real news or fake news, on the heels of the NASCAR exhibition race, The Clash, coming to the LA Coliseum in February, NASCAR is also looking at holding a race at Wrigley Field in November of 2023. Is that real news or fake news?
I'll go with real news.
You are fake news.
No, that would be amazing, though. Really?
I thought it'd be amazing. I think that's a great idea. That sounds like a great idea.
Completely made that up. Finally, Doug, real news or fake news, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers finally made his debut at my NFL MVP pyramid after week 7.
That's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
You will see him on the pyramid where? Find out later today at Dan Byer on Fox or at Fox Sports Radio on Twitter.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted 99% of the places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Roger Goodell seemed to be given permission to trade Deshaun Watson. You'll hear it next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.